Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, there's an expectancy that Sam Allardyce will be confirmed very soon as England manager. Let's catch up with one chap who's played under him, and we know him all too well, former Reds fullback Stephen Warnock. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining me. We'll get on to Big Sam in just a moment. You're at Wigan now. How are you finding life there?
It's enjoyable. I've been there just, signed at the end of the season after a loan period. But now it's sort of give me a new lease of life and enjoying it again. And it's exciting times at the club.
Were you a little bit gutted that you didn't get to pull on the jersey against Liverpool last week?
I was, yeah. I asked the manager if I could at least play 10 minutes, but he said he couldn't let me. Couldn't sort of chance people getting injuries because we played 90 minutes the day before against Man United. So, yeah, it was disappointing, but hopefully there'll be another time to do that.
You've joined Wigan at a good time, haven't you? Good momentum, good squad about them.
Yeah, I think the new chairman's coming and he's very ambitious. I think he's trying to breathe new life back into the club, and the manager's the same. He's desperate to get the club back to the Premier League, and there's a lot of ambition at the club at the moment.
So what were some of the players saying about the Liverpool side after they came off last week? What was the general talk about some of the opposition?
I think the talk of it was about the youngsters. I think the quality of the young players, the likes of Woodburn and Kent, and you see them how well they played against us, and I think a lot of people will be watching them closely. I'm not sure. I mean, I tried to check, but I wasn't sure who actually went on the plane to America, out the young boys, because I read a thing saying Klopp only wanted to take a couple of them. So
I saw Azaria come off, so I know he's definitely one who's out there, but I'm not sure about many others.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it's exciting times for Liverpool, isn't it? I think there's the other side of it where he obviously talked about his squad being too big and he wanted to cut some players out, so I think for him, it's probably trying to find a happy medium of keeping people happy, but then also getting a balance between the squad that he wants to go forward for the season.
What's that idea about pre-season that Jürgen's been working around, where he's played so many youngsters together with some experience in the squad? What's he trying to get at there?
I think what you say there is he's trying to give them experience. It's so vital to train with the first team, and once the season kicks off, it's very difficult to do that because you're working towards the next game, and you sort of, it's very difficult for young players to break through because there's that trust element. Can I trust them playing this game and give them the opportunity? Whereas a senior player, you sort of know what you're getting out of them. So I think there's that balance and trying to find out whether they're capable of stepping up a level. And okay, yeah, they've done well in pre-season. Once the level of opposition gets stronger and stronger, that's when you find out where they're really at.
And as someone who came through with a whole load of talent around you as well, Stephen, you must sort of lick your lips looking at this present day sort of batch of youngsters. And you mentioned Ben Woodburn, and it sort of makes you think, what if?
Of course it does, but then there's the other side of it where you don't want to put too much pressure on them. Because I think as soon as we start hyping them up and giving them that pressure, then they don't go out and play the way they want to play. They don't play with that freedom. I mean, you could see it was like he was out there with his mates trying to enjoy a game of football the other day. And I think that's where we take that away from players. And I think that's obviously the press in this country. They get to jump on things so quickly. And I think sometimes you've got to enjoy these players and make the most of them.
Yeah, I mean, Ben's his finishing, you know, his goals. It, like you say, it's almost like he didn't have a care in the world.
No, the finish against Wigan was brilliant. He's through, and it's just a little pass into the goal, like he was on the park with his mates, and that's what you want to see. I think sometimes when you've got the pressure on, you might see a different type of finish where they try and blast it because they're panicking and just want to get it done. But no, it's great to see, and it's credit to the academy and what they're doing down there.
What's your thoughts on Wijnaldum then? That's a deal that's virtually done now. £25 million, you take the fee away, but what sort of player is he and how will he fit in? In fact, will he be in the starting 11 straight away?
Well, I think if you're paying that type of money, you'd expect him to be close enough to the team. I think my only concern is what's his position? Because he started off in centre midfield and then he moved to the left. Also his goals came at home. So you wonder, is he a comfort player where he knows his environment and he's happy in his environment? I think that's one of the big things. And he also, the biggest challenge is, no one realises the size of Liverpool Football Club until they actually get inside it and the pressure that comes with it, and it's how you deal with that.
We've seen so many, haven't we, who just haven't been able to cope with that and maybe have thought it's a straightforward move and it isn't.
Definitely not. I think you only have to watch them when they go abroad and in pre-season, Australia last season. I mean, it was absolutely rammed. Every game that they went to, it was full. And take them out to China or anything like that, then you realise the size of the club. You don't get that at other clubs. Man City build up a big club, but they still don't have that history and that the prestige that Liverpool have at the moment. No, I think that's the one side that players don't realise until they actually go out to these places and understand what it's all about.
You mentioned that thing about being a comfort player. Does that really exist, does it? Do you find a lot of players are just far happier within their own environment?
I think you do, yeah. I think they're comfortable in the surroundings and they don't like to change sometimes. And I think it's difficult to put your finger on why. But there's obviously, I mean, it's just strange the way, I think he scored 13 goals, didn't he, last season?
Yeah.
And they all came at home. I just find it's a bit of a strange one. Don't get me wrong, he's probably had great opportunities in away games and things like that, but it's just one that you've never really seen before.
There must be a reason, mustn't there? Let's get on to Big Sam. You worked under him at Blackburn Rovers. Have the FA made a good choice here as the New England manager?
I personally think so. I think when we look at the candidates for the job, I think a lot of people wanted a British manager or an English manager to go in there and do the job. He's a great man manager. People won't realise it because they look at him and you see all the comparisons with Mike Bassett and things like that, and that's the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
That's what you see all over Twitter at the moment. But he's nowhere near that. He's a very intelligent guy. He thinks about the game a lot. He's the one who moved the game on probably quicker than anyone else from the sports science point of view. And he surprised me when he came in at Blackburn because I think a lot of people sort of thought, oh, a bit of a long ball game. But it's not like that. He wants to play football, but in the right areas. He wants his defenders to clear the ball so he can get back into shape and get set. So there's ways that he likes to play and to set his team up that I think will surprise a lot of people.
So you think he gets a bad rap? His style of football isn't as bad as everyone's making out.
No, it's not. I think when we were at Blackburn, we came in and we were under a little bit of pressure. And his philosophy was, once you're in the final third or in their half, go and express yourself and enjoy your football. But then I think he said it when he came in at Sunderland, they conceded too many goals. And he said it was from people trying to play out in the back at the wrong times. So he just tries to teach people when's the right time to play and when isn't. And sometimes it can be a little bit direct. But I think the problem that you have with Sam is that he's always inherited a team that's near enough down the bottom of the league. When he was at Bolton, he'd been there for a long time. I don't think you can call his team at Bolton that got into Europe a long ball team with the likes of Kotcher and Piero and people like Djorkaeff and Elka and people like that. So, I mean, they're not long ball players. They're footballers. So I think he gets a bit of a bad rap in that way.
And is he an arm round the shoulder type guy? Is he a friend of the players or is he a stern sort of taskmaster?
He's both. If you don't do your job, he'll tell you and he'll let you know. But then he's an infectious character. You want to be round him. You want his company because he's always got a story. He's a laugh and a joke. He's great round the place with the lads. His man management style is the best I've ever worked for. He's a proper players player manager. He adores his players, and then the players adore him back.
Stephen, really appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with Wigan this season.
Thanks very much.
Take care, Steve. Stephen Warnock there, former Reds fullback, now at Wigan Athletic. They're going great guns, aren't they? Heading into this season after promotion last season.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.